International.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Why Should We Care? Thanks for joining us, guys. I'm Chris Tellez. I'm here, as always, with my co-host and ex-best friend, AJ Henderson. AJ, how's it going?
Not bad. You?
Good stuff. me, on a personal level, I'm flying, brother.
And
on. You know I'm good.
That's good.
What's been going on with you?
Nothing and everything. All at once.
I noticed that when I saw you earlier. I was like, that's a lot of something and not much of anything.
It balances out.
And it's right there. guys, we want to thank you again. As always, starting a podcast for even just clicking that play button right there. I know when you saw the picture, you were like, did they interview Martin Shkreli? But no, we did not. It's Sam Castillo. He's a professional open micer here in the city of Austin. Yeah. But we'll get to his ass later.
Maybe.
This Daily Beat might go on real long.
Yeah.
Been doing nothing. Make sure to tell your friends about the podcast. They're just immediately begging right out the gate. Just please tell your friends.
How was your South by Southwest?
It was pretty good.
You got into some stuff?
Yeah. I mean, when was South by? Like last 2 weeks ago? Yeah. Is it last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
We did an episode last week with Andrew Wagner. Did we talk about it at all?
I think we mentioned it, but like we were in the midst of it.
It's definitely one of those South Bys. I think I've been living in Austin for over 7 years now, and I used to go to South By every year before I lived here.
Yeah,
with my friend Gerardo.
Were those more exciting times?
Sucks,
huh? Were those more exciting times at South By?
Yeah, because I mean, I wasn't. We used to just like come find a place to stay with our friends or get a hotel,
right?
And we used to RSVP to everything, and just I think I must have seen like Kanye West like 2 or 3 times in my life, all for free, always at South By.
Was it good?
Yeah, he was great. And living down here, I used to go to them for a while, but eventually, like I think the year before last and this year were the two that I just didn't go out much, and it ruled.
Staying at home, not being in line.
I mean, we see these places all the time.
These supposedly good bands.
Yeah. I mean, I went out a couple times. Like, nothing big. I went out to, like, during the day, I went walking around with this crazy motherfucker named Glenn Rose, but thumbs down. But like,
it wasn't fun to hang with.
We went to the Roseanne. Like, they turned this building into like it looks like Roseanne.
I saw pictures of that. Yeah,
there you go in, and it looks like the lunchbox from the restaurant on Roseanne.
Right,
they were giving free pie and root beer, which is I'm all good because I'm trying to go easy on the booze as of late. I stocked up on those RBs. And then they had the actual couch from Roseanne in there, and you could sit down and take a photo. And I knew it was the real authentic couch because it smelled what I always thought Dan ass would smell like. And a little Roseanne ass too.
It was a smidge.
But we got our photo taken. I saw a few bands that night, but when the music week started, I was just like, I'm staying in. And
yeah, it's tiresome.
Just meditating all week.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw
How about you?
I just stayed home. Like, I'm not going out these days.
Ain't nothing new there.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you don't get out much anyway.
Yeah, but like more so less these days.
Yeah, that's what you mean, like everything at once and nothing at all. All at once.
I just get so tired from work, and then I'm like, now I'm just going to hang out and watch Blu-rays.
Oh, yeah, I know. You've been talking, 3 weeks now into these Blu-rays.
They're great.
Are these just porns you're watching on Blu-ray? Or?
Yeah, and they're crazy pixelated, man. Like, you can see every single detail, and they'll tell you what these actresses have been in, and you also get director commentary and deleted scenes.
Well, sometimes you're glad you asked questions, and I'm glad I asked that one.
Yeah, so now you know. Yeah.
So I guess that's our daily beat. we're gonna get into the podcast real quick, guys. Like I said at the top, we are a word of mouth podcast, so tell your friends. I get people that message me and they love the podcast. We appreciate it. But we're trying to, I don't know, get
make money.
Are we? I kind of feel like we are. You know, I had this idea if we ever got a Patreon going, like getting some Why Should We Care bracelets, but they would look like the What Would Jesus Do bracelets,
cool.
But we'll get our initials. But I just don't have the energy to do the research to put that together.
Right.
But should
I guess like what we have to just register like a Patreon and say we need an amount.
I kind of don't want to ask for money. I think we'll just live in the fantasy and keep doing this for the purity of fun, baby.
Well, I think the thing is, like, when you do a Patreon is you have to promise people something.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to, like, give them that.
I mean, I fucking know what a Patreon is, AJ. You don't have to Patreonize me, motherfucker.
that's how it went. But like,
off the dome. I feel like that was clever, but it might have not been. So anyway, guys, tell your friends. We are on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts can be heard. Body Tape International. Listen to all the amazing podcasts on that network.
Yeah.
Find us on Twitter. WSWC podcast and Facebook. Yeah, so with that being said, let's dive head first right into this mother flipping episode. We got, like I said, one of the most popular open micers on the scene. He runs the Love Goat, one of the emptiest comedy shows for a few years now, but you know what, just like the show, he's also empty, so that's why he's here today. Give it up for Sam Castillo. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Oh, no problem. This was actually supposed to be a Red Alert emergency episode that we were going to put in the batch, but I forgot to schedule anyone else, so this is going to be a new episode that just dropped, so
we'll treat
you with a little respect.
In regular rotation.
Thanks for coming on. How you been, man? Do we want to get to I mean, it's funny that we do the Daily Beat with each other and catch up, but we don't let the guest...
no Daily Beat off.
Yeah, we don't really want to know what they have been up to or how.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
What are you interested in? What's your deal?
Like my topic for the episode?
I was like, are you asking him about the topic or what's going on in his life? What is the deal, man?
So the episode, for this episode, I'm going to talk about the show that really shaped me as a person.
It shaved you?
Shaped me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it shaved me, taught me how to shave.
Don't riff off my shit. I really misunderstood you.
It was Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
It's going to be a bumpy one again because I'll tell you what, I never watched Malcolm in the Middle, but my friends did. Yeah, I just...
Did you?
Every once in a while. If nothing else was on, I'd watch it.
My friends all liked it, and every time it came on, I was like, man, this show looks stupid. I just wouldn't watch it.
What was y'all's sitcoms?
I guess like Perfect Strangers.
Okay.
God, Family Matters.
How old are you again? Perfect Strangers. I watched the pilot. Fucking old.
I watched the pilot for the other day. That character's from like Greece, right? Isn't he supposed to be like from like the foreign?
No,
one?
You're thinking of
talking about Balky.
I think you're thinking of Laverne and Shirley.
No, Perfect Strangers.
No, it's just like
he's definitely talking about Balky.
Like the long lost cousin.
Yeah.
I don't know where the fuck.
Well, AJ, you're the one who watches the show and you don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
This was a long time
what
ago.
What was yours?
It was a plethora of things. I'm glad you asked. I mean, I was definitely heavy into wrestling. So for me, I watched so much wrestling.
You
might as well have been wrestling? A sitcom. Yeah, I know. Watched a lot of Saved by the Bell growing up. I watched a lot of X-Men animated series.
Yeah, but those aren't sitcoms.
You're right. Sitcoms, Married with Children. I guess you could throw
that does
that
count.
Sitcom.
I would throw that in there.
Yeah,
like, filmed before a live studio audience.
Yeah, I know what a goddamn sitcom is. I watched Family Matters. I guess Step by Step.
Yeah, the TGI
Fridays. Yeah. That's when those letters used to mean something. You got your Step by Step, the Family Matters.
What do they mean now?
It just means thank God it's Friday, man.
that restaurant now, like mostly has the.
Yeah, there's the restaurant too.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck it. So you're here to talk about Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to break it down for me because I remember the intro, like the beginning would start, and it would always show like the TV like changing channels.
Yeah.
And I remember it would show Bret the Hitman Hart locking someone in a sharpshooter. And see, that's when I used to watch wrestling, and that's my favorite wrestler of all time. So I was like, man, at least they're paying a little homage to my boy Bret. But then when the show started, I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, it's not very wrestling heavy as a show.
Just that part.
Just a theme song.
So hit me with it. Why should we care about Malcolm in the Middle?
It was Well, it's a non-studio audience, live studio audience, so that was pretty uncommon at the time. Most of the sitcoms in its time were doing that. So what really makes the show important was it was providing shows for children without cable, like myself, with a good show that was different, funny, and just dumb. Like, it really, like, the characters are awful. They're dumb. They're just, like, at wit's end. It's great. So if you like watching, like, really good dumb comedy and, like, just something that you haven't seen. I mean, there's not really a lot of shows like it specifically. There's a lot of family shows.
What makes it so different?
I mean, for one, it's like like they just have, like, a knockout cast. Like, first of all, like, got to give a shout out to my fellow half-Hispanic star, Frankie Muniz. I'm not sorry. Yeah,
like, I don't know much about Frankie Muniz, but isn't he perceived as kind of a douche?
Oh, people hate him. People absolutely hate him.
So why would you like him in his show?
I kind of respect his show. I kind of like him still.
Do you like him as the character or as the guy as well?
I'm ambivalent to him as a guy.
Why do you like him as a guy? What do you know about him?
Ambivalent means I don't care either way.
Is that what ambivalent means? Because you said you like him as a guy, so it seemed like you
I was exaggerating. No, I just like him as a character.
Oh, then I'm sorry for not being a goddamn mind reader.
Yeah. He's like... He's had, like, so many head injuries from, like, car accidents.
Good.
He doesn't remember filming the show. He doesn't remember any of the show.
No. Man, he's lying.
Yeah.
Have you all had concussions? I don't know.
No, never.
Are you guys driven race cars?
I've told people I've had concussions, but I never have.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah?
No concussion.
No.
Well, but it's sweet.
I don't really know much about him. He's just got, like, a really weird, like, soul patch, and he's into driving race cars now.
He still looks like the same guy.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty interesting.
He does?
Yeah.
I mean, he is the same guy, though, right?
He looks very young still.
Like, he looks like he did.
He looks like a child still?
Yeah, a little bit. Like,
child with facial hair?
Yeah, but, like, yeah, a child who could still get a job. So.
Didn't it seem like he was destined for great things? And then he didn't come in.
I think he was just like,
he's looking at me real sad.
The Cody Banks movie was pretty good. That was a movie that I watched that as a kid.
Who was
What was the other one? Big Fat Liar. That was another big one that he was in.
Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
Those are two movies I've never seen.
So he did a few movies.
I remember them.
Did you remember watching them?
I remember not watching them.
You know, Frankie Muniz should have been that kid on Blank Check.
That seems like good.
That kid should have been Frankie Muniz.
I think he would have been.
Or that kid should have gotten Malcolm in the Middle, because that guy disappeared, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch Blank Check?
No, man.
Let's talk about Blank Check.
Yeah,
instead.
Let's do that.
I watched it last
you
year.
You teach me about Blank Check.
I do, yeah. This is over with the Malcolm in the Middle thing. Malcolm out the door, as far as I'm concerned.
I came in as a prop for you to teach Blank Check.
Well, I'm open to learning about Malcolm in the Middle, but it's crazy because for me, it's like one of those things where I used to see it come on, and like my friend Eric used to love that show.
Yeah.
And every time I sat down, it was just like, man, I don't even want to get into this dumb shit. And then, like, here I am all these years after it's not on the air.
Yeah.
And I'm actually glad you did pick Malcolm in the Middle, because it's like one of those things where eventually I'll learn about it or get into it.
I mean,
getting those feelings again of just not giving a fuck about Malcolm.
They had good jokes in it. I know every time that, like, I caught it, I was like, yeah, this is like... Oh, good use of 30 minutes.
Smart writing.
Yeah. And Bryan Cranston, of course, was on it. And then later he did Breaking Bad. Yeah. And everybody was like making those theories of like, he's the same character on Malcolm in the Middle.
But it would be cool if he was.
That'd be it.
Started another family.
Were you a big Bryan Cranston fan back then just because of the show?
I mean, yeah, he plays Hal, which is like the dad character.
Mm-hmm.
And Hal is... the opposite of Lois, which is his wife. Lois is like the bad cop with the boys. Like, everyone's afraid of her, including Hal, and she's always like having to just keep everyone in line. Whereas Hal, he's like a weak spirited, like clumsy, oafish character, and he's always falling around. He's like,
he's good. Bryan Cranston has good comedic timing.
Absolutely,
like he can always
physical
shout and just be like, oh, better than that.
Like how? How was he doing it?
I don't know. Like he just,
no,
like,
you're just flying.
I
want
to hear you do that again.
you're flying, dude.
Just does these yelps that are like really good. Whatever. Like, he just really panics.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I always liked. I don't know.
I've seen little clips of it after Breaking Bad. I've seen clips of Malcolm in the Middle with Bryan Cranston. Been like, man, he's just always had it.
Yeah.
But it took Breaking Bad, like You know, it took that for me to really even know who the fuck he was, and now I just love him. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
That's a good show.
That's a that, show that, right there.
Yeah,
stayed,
yeah, yeah.
It stayed good for like 6 years.
Yeah. Oh, it was a great show.
Yeah. What was your favorite episode of Malcolm in the Middle, and why, and what happened?
Yeah, I've got the got the number right here.
Okay.
It's season 3. One sec. This is loading. It's called Poker 2. A season 3, episode 18, Poker 2. This the is the
episode they did about poker.
Yeah, yeah. So like Hal is in like a poker league with all his friends, and he's like one of the big things about the show that's fun is like the family's like comically poor. Like they're just broke all the time.
Always panicked about something.
Maybe that's why I didn't like
and
it
these
because
kids are
my family was still poorer.
Yeah, yeah. They're always having more kids. They're always like having to cut corners, and like that's where some of the jokes come from. Like they're like eating like gruel and stuff like that, and one of the things about the show that's great is like they do a cold opening like every episode, which I love. Yeah, cold openings. Yeah. It just provides a different joke that doesn't have to do anything with the actual story.
It is. Yeah, yeah. I do like cold openings as well.
Yeah,
because of those same reasons.
I mean, like Sunny in Philly does a cold opening that has to do with the episode, but Malcolm, that it's a throwaway gag joke that's just great.
Yeah, I zoned out, man. I missed it all.
And just talking about cold openings. Anyways,
I'm sorry.
No.
You said you've listened to the show. You get it.
Yeah. Oh,
don't you act like you don't.
This is me vying for y'all's attention more than it is talking about Malcolm in the Middle.
You're right, Sam. This is on you.
What's your favorite episode of Breaking Bad?
I don't know, man. It has to be. Yeah. That's tough. That's tougher. I don't know.
That's a tough one, but I know you weren't asking me, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it. Anyway.
Of my episode, you go for it.
Okay. I don't know if I have a favorite episode because you're right. It's hard, but I have favorite moments that might be like for a long time. I thought my favorite episode was the one where the battery runs out in the car.
Oh, that one's a good
because
one.
Because it's so tedious and it's so frustrating, but like the way you see them.
Death.
Yeah, the way they give you long enough to imagine like, man, that would just fucking suck to die like that.
I know.
And then the way they figure it out and how long it took, like that was just a fun experience to go through, especially watching it the first time.
Yeah.
A moment that always like shook me was the, like that I always think of, like when I think of Breaking Bad, first shot that comes in my head. Is well, I didn't mean to say it, but like it's a win. And spoiler alert if you haven't seen Breaking Bad, but you know what, you should have seen it by now.
You have time.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
It was when they shot
it. Oh, I know
when they too. You already know where I'm going with it.
Wait, no, well, I know my favorite episode now, but what's this moment you're speaking of?
Listen to me.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Your favorite moment.
I feel like the moment's gone. And no, fuck it, it's when when they shot Jesse's girlfriend outside of the house and made him watch from the back seat.
Oh,
that made me so good. Fucking sad. I was bummed just because I was like, man, this show, that's like the darkest. I think that it got so dark so many times, and
yeah,
I mean, when those moments made me think, like,
if only Malcolm in the Middle did stuff like this.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, yeah, the spider with the spider jersey
shot in the head.
Yeah, jeez. What's your favorite?
I would have done the same thing.
My favorite episode.
Impressed. I would have done the same thing.
I like the first one, or like the one in the second season where Tuco kidnaps Jesse and Walt.
Oh yeah.
And they're just like out in like that house in the middle of nowhere, and you're not sure what this guy's gonna do. And then I like the crawl space episode where
keeps all the money.
Where there is no more money. Like he goes to the crawl space.
Yeah,
and
let's just keep talking about Breaking Bad.
We'll circle back.
Yeah, maybe not. This might be the first time we don't circle back because now I'm invested.
But yeah, that was a good one. You know, like
that's a good show. Yeah, if you ask us,
someone should have picked it.
Yeah, we're telling you guys, if you haven't seen Breaking Bad, you gotta see it.
So fucking good.
I don't know. My
favorite. We just should change our whole shit now. We're like, you gotta watch Breaking Bad podcast. Yeah. Just us talking about.
Speaking of Tuco, though, my favorite one is the one whenever like he has to go away for like a little bit, and then he comes back, and the grandpa who's mute overhears like Jesse.
Oh
and,
right. Yeah.
And the main guy. What's the main character's name again? Bryan Cranston's character?
Walt.
Walt.
I was gonna say Walt.
Walt and Jesse are like trying to like escape, and so he gets back and he's like, "Are these guys trying to break out?" And he has to like ding the bell like once,
right?
And then like,
yeah, Tuco knows his like uncle so well that like,
yeah,
he's just like, something's up. He knows that something's up.
Man, I hate to say it, but I zoned out right there too.
It's because they poisoned the food.
But
right?
I was just ready.
Yeah, yeah, and he knew it. He
okay, now I'm back in. Bing! That's how good of a show it is. Yeah. I already knew where you were at now. I remember every second of that show. All right. So anyway, Malcolm in the Middle. What was your favorite episode again?
It's tough to pick one. So I think,
you never got into it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So I think this is really close, but it's season 3, episode 18. It's called Poker 2. Hal, in the previous season, had a poker game with his friends. And again, he's like so, their family's so broke. And so he's like the brokest guy in his poker club league. So he always wants to like be like show up nice for them. He has like 17 dips and like 17 chips brands. Like he has like steak and like eggs and a nice poker table. He's like trying to impress his friends basically all the time. All right. And the boys are always stopping him from impressing his friends because they're always fighting and like destroying things. And, Stevie is Malcolm's best friend. So
no, keep going.
So Stevie, I'm trying to like remember this episode because it's been a long time since I've seen it. Yeah. So
what'd you think of that song Poker Face?
Poker Again.
It's just where I stopped listening when you said episodes called know. Poker, and in my head I was just singing when
it
that came song.
Out, it was a little bewildering.
No, I hear you, man.
Yeah. So
I was listening. You said like a bunch of chips, a bunch of dips. He was trying to impress his friends,
and
but he's making a lame-o of himself.
Yeah,
right?
And okay. So the boys have to stay in their room to not embarrass Hal, right? And. Yeah. One of the dads, who's one of Hal's friends, has to bring his daughters over, so they have to stay in the room together. And Malcolm finds a gun in one of the girls' purses, so like it's a huge thing. He's like, "What are you doing with the gun?" And she's watching it for her boyfriend, and her boyfriend's in a gang. So while the guys are playing poker, Malcolm's trying to hide the gun from these gang members and keep it all quiet from his dad. He's like basically stopping violent like gun violence while
do they film it in like a goofy way though, like it's just goofy thing.
I'm not making it funny right now.
No, but it's just weird because everything I know of that show, I remember the way I'd never seen like a serious episode.
Oh yeah.
And in real life that would be so serious, but on the show I imagine him playing like goofy music in the background while he's like hiding under the poker table.
Yeah,
am I wrong though?
No, that's them hiding the gun like right on like you know like what's this called, molding or like framework around like a door frame, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Man, I think that's called frame.
Yeah, so like he rested the gun on the door, and then Hal walks through the door and is like, "What's going on in here?" And like there's a gun literally right above his head, you know, like that kind of goofiness.
All he has to do is look up.
Yeah, if he only would look up. Yeah,
is that a Glock?
What's your second favorite episode?
Wait, what does anybody get shot in that one? Or?
The gun goes off, but no one gets shot. And what's also funny is like Hal and his poker friends are always competing about everything as well. So he's always trying to show them up. So they'll be like, when they're playing poker, they'll be like, "Oh man, I played golf. Like I'm so lucky with work. I got to go play golf like twice this month." And the next guy will be like, "Well, I played golf 4 times." And the next guy will be like, "Well, I played golf professionally in college." And like they'll one up each other. And so like when the gun goes off, the cops like come because of the noise complaint. And they're like, "Man, I'm just like," the first guy was like, "I'm so glad you guys came. I was so scared when I heard that gun." And the next guy's like, "Oh, you were scared. I was really scared of that gun." And the next guy's like, "Oh man, I was," I don't know. They're like one-upping each other all the time. It's, watch the episode.
No, it sounds good.
Another great,
like I just
watch
did.
It right Another great thing about the show though, is they do a lot of sound effects. I don't know if you guys are into sound effects.
Yeah.
But they always sound do.
I am. Cool. Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah. So they're big into sound effects all throughout the series.
It's a robot.
Like that guy from Police Academy. He's cool.
Yeah, Michael Winslow.
I fucking knew you were going to bring him up.
Am I that predictable?
He's no, I'm just saying like, he's the king of sound effects.
Yeah, he's like...
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. There hasn't been another guy that's come along that's been like, "No, I'm the king of sound effects."
I know. Well, he didn't have the Police Academy films to back him up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, as long as we're rebooting stuff, why not Police Academy?
Yeah, they're rebooting
everything.
It'd be
cool if Frankie Muniz was in it.
Yeah.
That was his comeback film.
Some work. I don't know if you can remember his lines, though. Apparently, again, he has like terrible memory loss and like brain damage from concussions and shit.
No, yeah, let's... I heard about the whack episodes already, so let's get into the meat of that show. The real, what was the drama behind the scenes? Were there any fights? Was Frankie Muniz a dick to Bryan Cranston? Was
did
somebody want a bigger contract?
So what happened to those other two kids?
Are
they still working?
Dewey and Reese. They don't need to work though. I mean, they got 7 seasons with like 24
episodes
a season,
are all rich
so
forever.
They don't need to work.
I mean, you don't definitely know that, but
well, yeah, they might. They
got degrees. I mean, with that
they're,
money.
They're child actors, so their parents probably gambled that money away. Like all
that's
that.
A mean that's thing. True. That's a mean thing to say about child actors.
Oh, that's though. The worst thing you can say about child actors.
Yeah. Are you friends with any child actors? Because you better hope they're not listening to this right now.
I know one I'll child actor, like, or form. Well, I guess they're a former child actor. They're an adult now, but
what's his name?
Her name's Ashley. She was like a frequent. Dead corpse on like all the crime shows.
Oh, yeah?
Like CSI and like all those ones. She was always a dead kid.
Well,
whenever they needed a dead kid, she was the dead kid.
Like, you better hope she's not listening to this episode, Sam.
And we haven't talked in like 2 years, so okay. I don't know why she would be.
You don't want to all rekindle right, so that friendship.
The hell with her, right?
I mean, I just haven't seen her. She moved away.
Okay.
All right, man, stop freaking out. Everybody's having a good time here, Sam. Relax. Jesus.
Well, you guys don't know over here. These guys have been bullying me before this episode started. And
oh, man.
Yeah. How would you say that? Never that happened.
Yeah.
Or at least in the car ride here.
Just staring a hole through him right now. Like, are you serious, dude? All right, I'll promise all so, the listeners I'm going to punch the show. Guy in the face as soon as we get off the air.
No, so... No, so the show is great. Like I said, sound effects. Whenever something bad happens and they have to cut to commercial, they'd always hear like a door slam. Whenever they'd like smash cut from different scenes, you'd hear like a boomerang sound.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
kind of fun. Did you used to get stoned and watch it as a kid?
Yeah, 10 years old, I would just...
You're fucking crazy.
Hit a rig, dude. Hit a dab rig.
I don't know if you had wild parents that used to like to get you high. How do I not know that didn't
dude,
happen?
Dude, no. I had straight edge parents who only let me drink, all right? I mean, they were the not...
Way. They let you drink, though?
They were not, no.
My parents wouldn't let me drink.
No, they did not let me drink either.
My parents said I could, but I just didn't.
It was like, there's a full case of Coors in the fridge. If you want,
like, we want you okay, to be Dad. Safe.
You know it. The only beer I drink is root beer.
Even then, you were trying to cut back on drinking.
Yeah. Root beer.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Malcolm in the Middle, it's over. How many seasons did they do? I give a shit.
They ran...
For five, what is it, 10?
For the sake of the conversation, they went for 7 seasons and it was like 24 eps a season.
Yeah, 7
which
seasons
is one of the pros.
Right.
I was going to say one of the pros of the show.
Did they leave on their own
seasons,
terms?
You get a lot of shows. Oh, yeah, the show ended great. And I spent a good 20
so they
minutes.
Could have kept going
no,
if they
I
wanted.
I saw this season.
That.
I saw the season. Series finale.
You didn't like it?
No, it was dumb.
What? It was a great ending. That gag where they cut away. Spoiler. Hey,
yeah,
spoiler.
Nobody's going
so, like,
to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, the last scene.
I saw that one.
So, the last scene has, like, Reese and Malcolm graduating from high school.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I remember that.
And so the parents were like, we... like want you to go to college, and because Malcolm got a job offer to like work in a research lab mm-hmm. for like $500,000 a year
mm-hmm.
and
awesome.
Or go to Harvard, and he wanted to do the job, and his parents were like, we need you to go to college, you're gonna be the first one in our family to go to school. So he goes to college to just make get a better life, right?
Yeah.
And then the final scene, you see Reese like mopping up the high school that he used to go to. He's a janitor mm-hmm. and then he gets on the phone. And he's talking to Malcolm, and Malcolm's on the phone, and Malcolm's like, oh, I got to go to class in Harvard. And, you know, it's like a real, like, obvious, like, oh, I'm in Harvard. Hangs up the phone, and he's dressed as a janitor, and he has to put his broom away. So he's janitoring through college as well. So it's kind of funny. Like, does it matter?
I saw that.
Does it matter, like, who's doing well? They're both end up janitors. It's like the unfortunate luck that family always has.
Yeah, that was all right.
That was funny.
That was all right. I didn't like the ending, like I said.
Yeah.
Well, earlier.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I would just have to know the characters. Yeah.
Let me look at my list of notes of pros.
That just
and
sounds
cons
like so many dudes
show.
I know.
Yeah, like all my friends are working as janitors at Harvard.
Well, most of my friends go to Harvard. I don't. Yeah, yeah. But most of my friends do.
Well, wait. Oh, no, he was a Goodwill's MIT where he's a janitor, not Harvard, right?
I don't
you remember Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
That's I didn't watch it. I was going to watch it tomorrow, though, so.
don't tell me anything further about this
tomorrow,
movie.
Tomorrow is the night, and I've been planning it for about 2 months.
Film.
I was like, I think it's about time I check out that film, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
That I was specifically playing tomorrow night, so.
Put it in my phone.
No spoilers, but what were you going to say?
That's going to be a hot Friday night, man.
If that's any night, I feel like. I don't have to wait for Fridays anymore. Yeah. Is that all you had
they're
on,
also all good show, when show? You have Blu-ray.
Another reason.
Oh, yeah. Did you already watch Goodwill on Blu-ray?
No.
Are you into Blu-ray?
Hey, dude, yeah, what movies what have you been
into
watching
a physical
on Blu-ray?
Copy?
I've been watching The Master. I've been watching Safe, Maps to the Stars, movies like that.
Oh, okay.
They're
cool.
Pretty good. Yeah.
What's been the highlight for you?
Oh, just all these fucked up scenes, man. There's this one scene in Maps to the Stars.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Malcolm in the Middle.
Where this woman lights herself on fire because she can't live with the information that she knows.
That sounds worse than Malcolm in the Middle.
It might be. Fair.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to disrespect it. I'm just kidding. All right. So is that all you had on Malcolm in the Middle?
No. I had a few more points I had to make. One of the things for people who might have watched the show, there's like a, they just have like jokes that go through the entire series. So like season one, Dewey has a pet hamster. There's the class hamster, you know, you get like take turns like doing a, watching the class hamster and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't want to give the hamster back because the next kid who's going to get it is like a bully who's going to like hurt
torture
the hamster. Yeah. So he like lets the Bernard, the hamster, just walk away into the wild in like this, you know, remember those little like orange plastic balls you'd put your hamster in that had air holes and they could walk around the house?
I've seen them on TV. Yes.
Yeah. So one of the reasons I like the show is we had the exact same orange air hole walk around thing for our hamster. So it was great that.
Oh, you had a hamster at home with the.
We did. We had a. His name was Pee Wee Herman, the hamster.
Must have been nice that your parents.
Yeah,
could
our parents
you a
could afford to feed this huge, expensive.
Taking on a whole new life.
You gotta like get that. Stable for those things.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah. Actually, how economical is a hamster as a pet?
Very.
What was your hamster's name?
It's Pee Wee.
Okay. Why did you name it Pee Wee?
Well, I didn't. It was my brother's.
Okay.
I didn't have any.
Why did he name it that?
I think he liked the show Pee Wee Herman.
I was going to say, do you think it was possibly Pee Wee Herman?
What other Pee Wee is there? What other, like,
Pee Wee Jennings.
Shit in the room.
Pee Wee Jennings. He was a football player. Could have been him. What city are you football? From Dallas, right? He played for the Cowboys. Pee Wee Jennings.
Yeah, what era of the Cowboys?
I think the early 80s.
Yeah, well.
I think he was a cornerback and a quarterback. He had to be more diverse back then.
All right. So what? Oh yeah. So
man, when I they keep have looking the, at the so clock, has, thinking like, have we fulfilled our obligation?
How much
boy
time
is going slow?
Where are we at?
We had about 15 minutes on this bad boy, and
only?
I'm like, is that all
no
he
way
had on Malcolm?
That's impossible.
Is my timer been going slow?
Yeah. Wow. All right. So
it's a professional situation we have on this podcast.
Hey, come on. All right, the hamster. It like rolls around through.
Yeah, you never finished the hamster story, did you?
I wonder why I didn't finish it.
You started talking about your real life hamster. I guess we ought to.
Okay, all right.
All right. So the hamster.
How did the story pan out?
So basically, like, it's one of those gags where, like, the hamster's present through the entire series. Like, you'll go to cut to Alaska. One of the brothers, Francis, is living in Alaska, and he's, like, chopping wood out there, and you just see in the snow the hamster and the little ball, like, roll by. And, like, every season, he's just, like, one of those, like, little things that's throughout the series. It's fun for the audience. That's one bullet point. Here's the next one.
Hey, Jay, what'd you think about that?
That's cool.
I don't know.
Did you guys got anything for him?
Did y'all share a room when you grew up with your siblings?
I thought you meant with each other.
No. Well, you guys did, though. You guys lived together.
We technically did, yeah. Sure.
We shared the same room.
Yeah, why not? It's out there. It happened.
It bunk beds just like brothers.
Sandstone Gate.
We saved so much money.
No, I did actually. When I was really young, I shared a room with my sister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The boys all shared rooms.
I used to share rooms with my siblings, my sister and my brother.
Yeah.
And we just fist fight all night.
Yeah.
from dusk till dawn.
Let's see, we'd get, was it school? Because we had to go fight the next night.
That's okay, though. That's how I became such a good fighter.
So you had
all of us,
siblings.
Yeah, I shared a room with my twin brother my entire life. So, and the boy shared a room. So I thought that was kind of cool too.
Yeah.
That the character shared a room.
You could relate. To
I could it. Relate to that.
Yeah,
having to share everything.
Yeah. Just having siblings.
Yeah. I mean,
you should have seen Step by Step. They all shared rooms.
What's also great?
Six of them.
One guy lived in a van.
Yeah.
In the backyard.
Yeah. Did you not watch Step by Step?
Dude, lost. No, I don't know. I watched like...
How did you watch Perfect Strangers, but you never saw Step?
Well, I didn't watch Perfect Strangers like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, okay. I thought you said
and
you watched
it
as a baby.
That was AJ's show, yeah.
I watched it as a toddler, and I remembered it.
All of it. All the bullet points.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what my other shows were. On UPN, what else was on...
Yeah.
No, this was on KDFI 27 for the Dallas listeners.
Man, did you ever watch that show Martin? I know that was before your time, right?
I watched a few episodes, but I don't... He was like a radio host or high school guy as well?
Yeah,
did he teach at high school as well?
He was a DJ.
And then he also taught at like a community college or high school? Or did Cedric the Entertainer do that?
Yeah, you might be thinking of the Steve Harvey show.
Hanging oh, you're Mr. right. Cooper. I'm getting my shows
Hanging mixed Mr. up. Cooper
this was all. See, I didn't get to. This is like way before my time. Shows.
Yeah, I know. That's what I figured. But I was just gonna say, check
Harvey
out Martin.
Steve Harvey taught at a school. Martin
I know
was
you
a radio
on that racist tirade. But,
yeah, 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 yeah. Getting my shows, my Kings of Comedy that. Mixed up. Yeah. That's
Keep
hatred.
Keep on going. Whoa, I'm sorry, guys. We won't have him back on.
This is what finally does it.
All right, did you watch The Simpsons, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, did you start, like, because they say after season 7, that's when it started tanking, right?
That's so wrong. It doesn't get good until season 3, and it goes to, like, season 12. Those are, like, it got...
I was going to say, he probably grew up with those season 9s and 10s, right? So he's probably like,
No, that was still before my time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. My time was until, like, 2000... by the time I was allowed to watch The Simpsons, it was like... 2002 when I was allowed to watch.
Were you digging those current episodes that were dropping?
Well, they would show the old ones on WB, so those, I just watched.
They were
the old
always
ones.
Better,
and the new ones were on Fox, so I wouldn't. Yeah. Want...
Did you go back and like get the DVDs and all that shit?
Nah, I just have FX now and like my Roku.
Poser.
So they have like the Simpsons World.
Simpsons poser.
Yeah.
Do you have all the Blu-rays of The Simpsons?
They haven't put them out on Blu-ray yet.
He had them all on DVD, though. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Is it backwards compatible? Does it play DVDs?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, like, a funny thing with Blu-ray is, like, with some packs, you get the DVD, too. And you're like, why? I already have the better version of this. Why also sell me the DVD?
It's because it was sitting in a warehouse and had to get rid of it. So they.
I don't want it.
For you to re-gift.
Do something else with that garbage.
Did you ever have Malcolm in the Middle on DVD?
No. I had Aqua Teen Hunger Force DVDs, and I had Sunny in Philly DVDs. Those are like the only DVDs I've ever...
Those were good ones.
Yeah, Sunny in Philly, Aqua Teen, and...
I just bought some Planet Earth DVDs.
Dirty Harry. Planet Earth.
I watched a cheetah eat an alligator. It's incredible.
Just thankful that I am
Have
human.
Y'all seen that new one? That new one where like the lizard takes that like... egg and runs away with it?
No.
Oh,
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I think I've seen something like
that.
Good?
Yeah, it was great.
I saw one where
that was the new, that was the Planet Earth, or is it, was it Green Earth? What's the other? That's the BBC one. Planet Earth is
yeah,
the
Planet Earth is, but like that's where we're hanging out in the desert, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's in the desert. I don't remember the episode number.
I saw one recently where like a hyena snatched a baby of a pack,
like a baby boar,
like a baby boar.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it was like
running
in the city,
and the family was running after it, and they couldn't catch up.
Whoa!
Yeah. He just got away, and it's like, oh my god, he just took their baby, and yeah, that show always bums me out.
yeah, it's sad but incredible to witness.
I'm
too.
Like, catch him and jump him to
it's
death.
Just nature.
Yeah, right.
Just imagine how many hours you have to edit down to get 3 hours of like.
I know.
Because you watch and you're like, there's no way I'm going to be able to watch 3 hours of this stuff. And you do, and you're like, this is amazing. And then you think, like, God, there's so much useless hours of just, like, animals sleeping and, like, scratching themselves and stuff.
Yeah.
Before they get hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad we weren't born animals like that.
It would suck.
Just lying around.
That shit bums me out. I watched one with like when it shows all the hatchlings coming into the city off the shore.
Yeah.
And like the lights blind them.
Oh.
So they're blindfully just walking straight, and a lot of them are just like crossing into the city, and like streetcars are just running over them, or they're falling into like sewers. And it was just like, God, there's like thousands of them that just die like that every day.
Yeah, I
cool.
guess like yeah, their instincts tell them to go.
I was like, man, glad
ocean.
I wasn't born a hatchling.
You said it.
My
dude.
Life's bad, but at least I'm not that hatchling.
It certainly go bad.
Anyway, so Malcolm in the Middle. Let's be real.
Overall, another big thing is the family. Like, even though they were always in terrible situations, like the Hal and Lois, like they just had great chemistry as actors, and they also just were like a. I bought that they were a married couple on the show, and it was kind of cool. I was happy to see that, to see like this happy couple on TV sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's always nice.
Yeah, it's nice to see that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't always like the classic, you know, it wasn't like According to Jim where it's like, oh, this is just fake ass family, you know? It's like, this is a real ass family.
They don't love each other.
Yeah, this family like has been through some stuff. Yeah.
Well, I will give it some points that you took down. According to Jim, that show seemed terrible.
I did watch that show one time. I watched.
Was it good?
You did? No, it was awful. So bad.
And dude, you're wrong. It fucking rules. You should check it out. According to Jim, mark my words. Good show. According to Jim.
According
Jim
to Belushi. Jim on ABC channel WFAA 8.
There's some shows like that I always put like in a corner in my head of just like I'm never gonna watch that show. I don't even want to even give it a chance. I walked away from that show.
Still standing.
Wings. I didn't watch Wings.
Really?
Okay. Coach looked pretty stupid. I just didn't watch that. That's like watching like Reba or something like that. My mom loves Reba. Yeah.
I've seen a couple of episodes of Reba.
Yeah, it's people like, shit on that show, but I don't blame them.
It's not good.
But it's like without even giving it a chance. Yeah. Like, what if you're missing out on their favorite show of all time?
My Name's Earl. That was a show that my dad really liked for like a minute.
That wasn't bad.
Really? It was so boring.
I loved Jason Lee until he did that show. But
Jason Lee.
Yeah, I still think he's awesome.
Wasn't he like a skateboarder, a professional skateboarder?
Yeah. And then he did some Kevin Smith movies and became a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Is he a Scientologist?
That's what I hear. I mean, I don't know Jason Lee. Do I know him? I don't know. But,
he hasn't told me.
Word around the gossip around my friends is that he's a Scientologist.
He hasn't gone clear.
And talk about that disappoints
me. He's working on it. So much. It's so much money to get like that bad of an origin story about like this is how the world was created. I was like, really?
Are we talking about Scientology?
Yeah.
Hey, man, go off.
We don't care about Malcolm in the Middle. We're talking about Scientology on the Malcolm in the Middle podcast.
Go off, dude. Go off on Scientology.
I don't know.
I mean, AJ, we got some time, baby. You might as well just...
All right.
Here it is, people. The Scientology
portion. I'm trying to think of some other great apps.
Oh, we're not going to let him go? He looked like he was about to fire off.
Had some things to say.
Another one is Jury Duty, Episode 20, Season 3. Just an episode of like how like sequestering how he's so ridiculous. Like Lois is on jury duty and it's like 12 angry men and she's the only person who doesn't believe the guy. Okay, I said a little hick. All right,
so what
we
saying?
All do. It's
fine.
So 12 angry men. What were you saying?
And Lois like spends like days on the trial angering the jury because she doesn't think the guy's guilty, and eventually she actually believes he is, and they all think he is, and it's just funny how like
because he isn't.
He totally is. That's the funny part. And they end up letting him go, and that's also a funny part. And Hal is like really wanted to be on that case because it's like a really big murder case, so he wanted to do that, and he's jealous of Lois. So that's already a point, like a beeline, where he's jealous of Lois getting on the trial. So then he starts following the case and he's like sequestering himself in a motel and he's doing all this research, and then he ends up like getting involved like with crime by accident because he's looking at all these guilty places, and it's just fun for the whole family, really.
All right, well, that was good for me. How about you, AJ?
Yeah.
Another cool thing,
do you think you'll ever watch Malcolm in the Middle, AJ?
I have watched it.
I mean, do you think you'll ever watch it again in your life?
Yeah, I think like every episode I've ever watched, I'm like, yeah, I get this. I get what they're about.
Do you think you'll be like sitting down somewhere and then somebody will pop on some Malcolm in the Middle and they go, yeah, I'm cool with that. And you just sit there and watch. Do you think
that's the thing? Every time I've watched it, I'm like,
it's
I don't change the channel for something better, you know.
Well, how about this episode, season 2, episode 20?
This one on for size.
Bowling.
Yeah.
What's cool
It'd
is
be crazy if this was like a real "you save the best for last" situation. I'd love that. Go for it.
Yeah. So the episodes, season 2, episode 20, bowling. The Malcolm and Reese get invited to like a bowling party. And so the parents are so different. So one version, they'll do this in a lot, every season they do one episode where they do alternate realities. So one, like for instance, like they flip a coin, so like it's heads, so the boys have to go with Lois and Dewey gets to stay with Hal. Mm-hmm. And then they flip the coin and it's tails, so then the boys go with Hal and then Dewey has to be with Lois, opposite. And so they track them, and it's, you just see how different the realities are. If Lois goes to the bowling alley, she just embarrasses the boys and emasculates them, and they end up like, Reese ends up getting beat up by like a professional bowler, you know, and whereas and Hal just let Dewey run wild and they accidentally like burn down half the house because, you know, he's incompetent or whatever his character's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And then the opposite, Hal takes the boys to the bowling alley and he just lets the boys run wild, and then he bowls a perfect game, a full 300, and on the last pin it doesn't make it because of Malcolm and Reese getting into hijinks. So they like bump into him, and so he gets only, what is it, 299, because it's the 300s a full.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so he gets one pin short, and it's just, like, great, because you get to see him doing the physical comedy, being superstitious. Like, every time Hal would go up to, like, knock all the pins down, he would, like, you know, shake his shoulders, he would, like, kiss each hand, he would, like, rub his toes, and then he'd do it, and then he would sneeze. And so then the next time he does, shakes his shoulders, like touches his toes, kisses his hands, and then intentionally sneezes and then gets a strike. And so, but then he'll like undo his shoelace. So the next time he has to, he adds something every time. It's just really great.
He just keeps getting strikes every time?
Every time. And then the last one, he's going down, and then like the boys bump into him, so he gets only one of the pins stay up. He's so close to get a perfect game, so he's devastated and he starts crying.
Oh man,
Hal cries so much throughout the show.
That sounds
that
funny.
Episode, no, that does sounds sound awesome. Good.
Yeah, that does sound good.
So they do that for all the different, every season they do a different alternate reality show episode.
Oh yeah, no, that sounds hilarious. I could totally imagine Bryan Cranston doing that stuff. Like he is a really good physical actor. And that's my word I'm putting on it.
All right, so let's keep...
Isle of Dogs is probably going to be good.
Dude.
And then again,
I wanted
not.
To see if y'all want to go tonight.
Oh, is that playing now?
It said it like there's like a late show. We'll talk about it after the podcast, but we should definitely go if you're down.
Oh, here's another topic.
You guys will get our review next week. We'll let you know what happened.
They were an island of dogs.
Oh, the Isle of Dogs. Yeah, yeah. Wes Anderson. God, mm-hmm. That's like... in your face,
well,
Wes Anderson.
I was just going to see it a pile
it's
of
it's like so
tonight.
Wes Anderson-y.
Yeah, more so than his other movies.
That makes sense.
He is good at his style.
But it's like consistent. But I'm going to go see it anyways. But it looks good.
It'd be crazy if Frankie Muniz was in it.
Oh, it'd be awesome. I already like Ed Norton. I already like Bradley Cooper. Oh, doing great so far on voices.
Bradley Cooper's in this?
Yeah.
They have like never a mind. Crazy cast. Ooh.
You're not a Cooper guy?
Yeah, I'm not into him.
Wow, I've never heard this before.
Wow, I too. I've never heard anyone say anything but great things.
AJ, haven't you seen Hangover?
I did see it.
You didn't like it?
I liked the first one.
Have you seen
did you like the Bradley
third?
Cooper parts too?
They were fine.
Didn't you like Bradley Cooper?
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I like
you got that. Cooped and you didn't even notice it.
But then I guess I like
none of us want to like
Bradley Cooper. It just happens.
Snails it. Consistent. All right, so did you have another soda, or we could we
oh, I was
cut
gonna,
this over? All right,
yeah, I was
just keep on going.
Well, how much time is this
I am
thing?
Kidding, like, man. That last episode was actually really fun to hear about.
All right.
So you could dispense one.
You know. Another thing that's funny is
we are here for you, man.
I don't know if this is like...
Oh, AJ's already packing up. Okay, no he's not. Okay.
Other cool stories is the oldest brother, Francis, is in military school. And so he always is getting into trouble in military school. So if you like a police academy, you know, kind of concept, it's pretty similar. He's like, it's like being a police rookie in the barracks and whatnot. And so he's always getting into like hijinks there and stuff like that. It's pretty fun. And then it's also fun is like Dewey is misdiagnosed as... I guess like mentally retarded or handicapped or whatever. What is I don't know what you say, but like slow or whatever. And so he gets put in the special class. And so they spend like a lot of different episodes where it's like, oh, like it's meant to teach kids like, hey, special kids are normal. So that's kind of cool that they do that.
Yeah.
But they do it in a really funny way. They have like funny kids doing it. Like, so they have like a guy who's like always on a motorcycle. They just have like a guy who like, just, you know, OCD and all this different stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there is one episode. All right, let me think of the best one. The best one is, I'm going to find the season number for the fans, but I'll start describing it. Basically, the boys just like the cold opening, the boys like just like steal a cop car. And so they have to do community service. And so they have either the choice of like going to an old folks home or working at the local church. Uh-huh. And so they end up working at the local church, and it's like a, you know, food bank and like a clothing bank and like a store, kind of like Goodwill's what the church runs for charity. So the boys start working in that, and they're so broke. Like the first scene, it's really funny. They like look around like, wow, this shirt's just like mine. People are giving this away. Yeah, it's just like yours, but it doesn't have holes in it. And they're like, wow, this is the same jacket, except it doesn't have that stain from like, you know, Francis, because everything's handed down to them.
Right.
So they just realize they're so poor because everything in the church is better than what they have. And so they start trading things, and then they start running a racket where they'll sell all the video games in the church, the kids in the school for money. And they like flip it, and they give all the money, and they start originally give all the money in the collection basket, but then they start taking a 15% vig, a little cut for themselves as a broker for all this. So then they end up becoming just like little raconteurs and stealing from this church.
Yeah.
And Hal like opens up the closet in their room, and it's full of like VCRs, DVDs, like speakers, like, you know, and all the stuff. And he's like, you guys are, it's, I don't know. He's like, the punchline's like, you're stealing from the church. He's screaming in like a real freaking out Bryan Cranston kind of way. And he's like, we got to return all this. So they're driving back to the church, and he gets pulled over by the cops with like all this hot, you know, speakers and stuff. It has like labels like donated to the church on it. And so Hal gets like arrested for stealing from the church. That episode's called Charity. I don't know what the, number is, but you guys can Google.
Nah, that sounds funny.
Yeah.
AJ, what'd you think of that one?
Yeah.
That one sounded funny too.
Yeah? All right, cool. Got it.
Cool. Got it. All right, got
AJ's this thing up? 2 cents in. Yeah, let's go ahead and wrap it up.
You want to get this thing in foil and wrap it up?
It did sound like, hey, Donna, what'd you think of this whole Malcolm in the Middle thing? How you feeling about the show?
I like that show.
You did like that show?
The ratings
are
awesome.
The ratings are awesome?
The writing.
Oh, the writing is awesome.
You guys are fools.
We're fools.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Yeah.
Did we say we didn't like it?
You did.
You did. Multiple
there were moments
times.
Where he
said I didn't like the finale.
Yeah. I never gave it a chance. I'm open about that. Like it's just the you know, that one episode with the bowling thing was good. I like that.
That's
that was starting
one.
To win
that
me over, like, but now I'm starting to hate the kind of fans they have, to be honest.
50-50 in this room for the show, so you know.
I mean, I might,
and you got someone on the fence who's teetering.
Yeah, I'm kind of bouncing off AJ. Donna, I had no idea you liked Malcolm in the Middle so much that you had to insult me. Jesus. AJ's
but
a fool,
but
I'm
to
awesome.
Note, one thing you have to note is that she liked the show without me terribly explaining it. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, do you think he repped it well, though?
Yeah, I mean, I like the episodes that you picked. Those are good episodes.
Those are hot
episodes.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay. What do you think about Frankie Muniz? Could we get your opinion on that? He's okay?
No, he sucks.
Oh, he sucks. But his characters, do you like his character?
No, not really.
Yeah, Malcolm's a pretty selfish guy. Yeah.
Why is he in the middle? Is he the middle kid?
Middle child.
It's just that simple. I just had to ask myself out loud, I guess.
Because there's five boys and he's the third.
Okay, well, all right. So I will say Donna came in very intimidating with that, and she is right. So I believe, like, okay, when somebody's that confident about a show, it must be awesome.
Yeah. They wouldn't have to come onto a podcast and talk
so
about
I understand
it.
They have a fan base, like the way Freaks and Geeks would have a fan base.
That's
I'm
a great
sure
show
there's
too.
The Malcolm in the Middle guys over there in the corner too, you know, like I just
like,
can't
Honeymooners
imagine
Honeymooners still has a strong fan
well,
base
another Freaks and Geeks is another great
dying.
Sister show from Malcolm in the Middle because they came out around the same time and they weren't doing live studio audiences and they were doing more realistic and memory based approaches to school and they didn't have it was a lot darker.
Malcolm in the Middle is like the live version of The Simpsons. Like it's similar, like shitty family values.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Well, right. Some of us like family values. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
it's
really.
Just,
some of us needed
that,
that.
Is that Roseanne shit? Just like we're poor, but you know we're a family.
Yeah, and you just gotta love their politics.
You know, Roseanne.
Kind of. They were broke a lot on that show.
Yeah, Roseanne or Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
They were.
Like, I mean, how broke are we talking about?
Like, I remember,
food,
like,
kids, we ain't gonna eat tonight.
Like, they had to, there was, like, scenes where, like, the boys, like, had showered in the yard. Like, dogs.
Yeah. Oh, because they don't have water?
Because,
their electricity would get shut off and shit.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have a TV for a really long time.
Yeah, there was, like, a scene
I didn't know
like,
it was that kind of touching.
The lights go out, and Aunt Lois is like, did we pay the power bill? And they're like, oh, man. Hey, boys, can you get the candles? And Dewey's like, do you want the good candles or just the regular power outage candles?
That's funny. All right, that's a good joke. All right, so I'm going to give it a one on the care meter. No, we'll get to that in a minute. I'm just fucking with you.
Is this a good point to wrap it up?
I mean, yeah.
I have if there's a week you want to just take off, guys, this one.
No, this one's great, man. I am
no,
having
I
a good time.
Like,
we're just
high out of
with
my gourd on this episode.
Yeah, look, so I think we're just fucking with you. This is like
no, I wasn't talking to you guys. You guys heard what I had to say. I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, okay.
No, they're gonna.
I don't even remember what you said. Now,
so why should
what
we care? Ers.
This is like probably like the most wobbiest, sobbiest episode we've ever.
Yeah, done. We're having fun. I'm having a blast. But
no, I've definitely heard worse. Ooh, wow. Good. Oh, I don't know.
Well, thanks for listening. I guess thanks for the listen. I know. Are you the person that left that review that was like, some are good, some are not good? And
I'm
like,
no, but that's what I would have said if I did.
Man, Jesus Christ. All right, well, let's go ahead and wrap this episode now so I get to that punch.
So, yeah, he's been stretching, guys. He's been winding up.
No, I haven't. Don't listen to him. I've wound up shit. So, we are going to wrap up the episode. We're a little over our time. That's how you know we had a good time. I think we have a 20-minute episode out there somewhere. So, we're at the end of our show. So, a little bit about Sam. What's your Twitter handle?
What is my... my Twitter handle.
If you guys want to follow Sam.
My Instagram, while I pull up my Twitter, my Instagram is Lutheran Weightlifter. I run a satire, like Christian weightlifting account. So
I noticed that. You've been taking just photos of machines you're about to work out.
Dude, I made it. I got followed by Jesus influencers. So
oh my God.
Not doing too terrible. And then it's at Sam Castillo.
Okay, and you have any shows coming up?
You know I don't.
All right, that's true. But if you guys want to go to a depressing open mic in town, go see Love Goat. Sam hosted with another funny dude, Andrew Wagner, who was on here talking about his hemorrhoids last week.
Yeah.
So that's our episode. AJ, you got anything else?
No.
All right, well, thanks for listening, guys.
What do you think of the
care meter. Yeah, we didn't even...
Care. Oh!
That's how little we cared.
Yeah, I don't even get a number.
People are like, yo, what happened to the care meter, man? I wouldn't be getting that kind of message.
They need you to tell them.
All right, AJ. You give it a 5?
Yeah, 5 is good.
What's your average?
5. 10?
You always give 10. Everything a 10 normally?
1 to 10. Oh, no, you say listen to the goddamn episodes.
No, I usually give things like a 6.
You're pretty negative, right?
I've been told yes.
Yeah.
He's kind of more picky, huh?
Oh yeah. What about you?
Oh man, I'll give it a 4. You know, like
the negative guy.
I'll tell you what, it was probably gonna be a 2 before Donna got involved into the mix. So she pumped it up to a 4.
Oh man.
I got right past that 3 onto a 4. But I give it less than a 50% because I'll probably never actually watch it.
Damn.
Unless it's on, you know?
Yeah, well,
if I met Frankie Munoz one day, which I will.
Do you have cable?
No.
So
no,
when is it? It's never going to just be on then. It's always
going to
be
on Hulu or some shit.
Well, yeah,
right?
But you have to actively press that on a streaming. Yeah, but you have to actively press that. Yeah, it's not going to just be on then.
I know, man. That's why I'm not going to do it. That's why I gave it less than a 5. The probability knocked it to a 5. All right. So anyway, that's our episode. We will see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Why should we care? Why should we care?
That's me. Are we starting this thing yet or no?
I mean, it already started as soon as you were doing your mic check. So you're here to talk about Malcolm, but not just Malcolm.
International.